The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12, and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Students, how many of you have heard of St. Januarius? Anybody? A couple? A few? Can you tell me anything about him? There's something incredibly special about this saint that only happens today. And I'm afraid that Mike Poncini might know what, so I don't want him to steal the thunder of my homily. But I'll talk to you afterwards, Michael, to know whether or not you knew it. So St. Januarius, he was a bishop. He lived around the year 300. And one day he was sneaking in to visit some Christians who had been imprisoned for being Christian, and he was caught by the authorities, and so they threw him into jail also. Well, a very short time later, the emperor decided, gosh, this man's a bishop. It'll be great to make an example of him. So he threw him into the Colosseum to be eaten by wild animals. Well, the animals approached him, and they would not eat him, so the emperor decided to have him beheaded. And after he was, one of his loved ones sneaks in afterwards and takes a little bit of vial of his blood that had poured out. There wasn't time to take anything of his body. They couldn't carry him away. But his loved one wanted to at least have some of his blood to remember him. That blood has been saved for now 1,700 years. And what happens after we bleed and the wound closes up? The blood becomes dry. You know, sometimes we'll get like a scab. So there is a vial of his blood that is all dried up, except on his feast day. And on his feast day, in the diocese where this vial of blood is kept, the blood liquefies. The blood flows. So this morning when they celebrated the Mass, the bishop in Italy, he walked into the church with this vial of blood that was flowing, and people will venerate it. Is that weird or what? Right? Why would God do that? Right? That blood becomes liquefied only one day a year on the celebration of his feast day. To bring people to faith. So that people will realize, okay, God is at work in the world. And he works through the saints in a special way. I just got back from a pilgrimage in Italy. I went to Rome. I saw 3 bodies of incorrupt saints. People, saints, who after they died, like decades, sometimes hundreds of years after they lived, their bodies were exhumed from the ground so that people could venerate them, and they found their bodies totally intact. So I walk up and I see this body of a saint who's been dead for hundreds of years, and it looks like the person could just get up and walk away, like they're actually alive. Students, I keep a relic of Saint Therese on me all the time. Because God works through the bodies of his saints. Because when we become holy, Jesus lives in us more and more fully, and he works in and through us. And so the saints who are closest to him, even after they die, their bodies are still instruments of grace. And so I'll go to hospitals, I'll bless people with this relic, I'll pray over them with it. Just recently I was reading a book on St. Padre Pio. And there was a mom who tells the story. When her son was 3 years old, on Christmas Day, she wakes up and she hears him getting sick. And she goes to his room and he's throwing up. And she thinks, oh no, you know, my son, he got the flu. What a poor thing on Christmas Day. Well, all of a sudden his body starts convulsing. She realizes that he's having a seizure. She and her husband immediately rush him to the hospital. They could not stop this child from having seizures for 4 hours. He was having seizure after seizure. Finally, it stopped and the doctor said, you know, we're not sure what the reason is for this. But all of a sudden, they noticed that his head was starting to swell. They did some tests and he had had two brain hemorrhages. And the blood was starting to clot in his head and they said his brain, it might burst. They did some further tests and he had severe brain damage. And they said, you know what, it's probably time to call your family. Your loved ones, his brothers and sisters, let them all come and say goodbye. He's going to pass away any minute. So this woman, his mom, calls one of her sisters and she says, please come to the hospital. Our son's going to die today. And she said, okay, I'll be right there. She said, and then she paused. She said, you know what? I was talking to a man recently and he has a relic of Padre Pio. Do you want me to bring it? Maybe God will work a miracle. And the mom said, you know what? I'd be open to anything right now. So her sister calls this man and he comes to the hospital with her. And he had one of the gloves, one of the mittens that Padre Pio wore to stop the blood flow of his stigmata. And he goes up to the little boy and he blesses him with it. And then he just lays it underneath his head where he had been hemorrhaging in his brain. The man walks out of the room after just a few minutes and all of a sudden the little boy wakes up and he said, Dad, Dad. And then he slipped back into sleep. And the dad couldn't believe it. He ran out to the doctor. He says, my son, he's alive. Everything's going to be okay. And the doctor said, you know what, I'm really sorry. That's actually normal. Oftentimes, right before a person dies, they wake up for a moment. They have a moment of lucidity, and then they go. The boy slept for 48 hours straight. The mom was sleeping by his side, in a bed right next to his. She wakes up because her three-year-old threw a teddy bear at her. She wakes up, he's trying to wake up his mom. She wakes up and she sees her son totally awake and alert. She ran to the doctors and they come in. They said, this is impossible. Your son has severe brain damage. There's no way that he could be okay. They did tests. No trace of brain damage whatsoever. When the mom shared that story a few years later in a public newspaper, her son was the top student in his class. Through a glove of Padre Pio. On this feast of St. Januarius, we remember that we have a God who works miracles. And we should ask Him, we should pray for miracles because He can do them for those who have faith.